I hope you guys are having the most amazing day. I promise you. What did I say? I said, I will not produce a podcast at 10 p.m. And guess what I'm doing? It's 10 p.m. Wait. It is 10 p.m. I'm not even sure if you guys can see that. If you're looking at this on YouTube, if you're looking at the video recording of this, I'm not even sure if you could see that. But it's 10:30. I accidentally hit the mic. I'm sorry. And how was your day? I know I said I was never doing this again, you guys. I promise you, I am quite sleepy, but I'm also really grateful because I get to hang out with you guys, and that's always such a blessing. Today, we're talking about what happened to innocence, and this is going to be really interesting because I don't really have anything planned on what I'm going to say, but when God woke me up early in the morning a few weeks ago, and he gave me a list of things to talk about, this was next up on the list, so I know he's going to work miracles and speak through me, and I am excited about that. Yeah, guys, so how are you? I was in a season of isolation for a long time, and God was like, get out that season, and now I'm here. And I am booked in my schedule because I have so many social events and I'm meeting so many people that I never thought I would meet. I'm meeting other content creators too. And it's just like, okay, God, what's up, you guys? Like, this is so off topic, but do not waste your season of singleness, Lord. Do not waste your season of isolation, because not only do you build your relationship with God, not only become closer to God, not only do you find your purpose because God gives it to you, but honey, it's so temporary. And once that season of isolation's up, it's like, you'll know it because all of a sudden a bunch of new people just kind of come into your life out of nowhere and your whole schedule's booked like mine is. So appreciate each and every season because God gives each and every season meaning. Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. So each season has meaning. Each season has a good purpose according to God's purpose for you. You guys, welcome to Life with Butterfly podcast. This is a faith-based podcast where I'm rambling. I'm so sorry. Okay. This is a faith-based podcast. We talk about all things Jesus, but I don't want you to feel judged at all. I'm your host, Liana, but on social media, I go by Butterfly. So in this podcast, you talk about living in a world without being part of it. All right. So let's start. You guys, I hope you guys are entertained by this because it's like, I have to get up extra early tomorrow. And I don't know, I'm just excited. I'm just excited about life. You know, not everything's perfect, but I see God working and I'm like, okay, God. All right, so let's pray really quick. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, thank you for going first in this podcast because this was 100% your idea. And I love the fact that it was 100% your idea because that means I have to fully have full faith and lean on you to even know what I'm about to say. So Lord, thank you so much for going first. Well, thank you for speaking through me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, I people of Jesus over whoever this is listening, whoever this is on the other side of this video. Lord, first of all, they are a child of God. And Lord, thank you that they will know that. And I rebuke depression. I rebuke the spirit of anxiety. I rebuke the spirit of doubt. I rebuke the spirit of fear. I rebuke any spirit that is not of you, Lord, that is attacking this person. Okay. Satan has to flee in Jesus' name. And Lord, thinking that they'll know that they're your child. Lord, I rebuke any confusion in identity. Lord, thank you that in this season of life, they will see how you're working it out. Lord, thank you for your supernatural, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, thank you so much in advance just for this person's life, Lord, because I know they have a beautiful purpose. And Lord, thank you that they'll never forget that. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, guys, so what happened to innocence? Okay, let's see what God comes up with with this podcast episode. What happened to innocence? Well, I think it's really interesting how in the presence of sin is the absence of innocence and purification. So we could go all the way back to Genesis when Eve first sinned in the garden, because honestly, the entire story is explained in Genesis, the fall of man. And so let's see if I can find it in my Bible. In the presence of evil, there's the absence of God. And so when people lose their innocence, like, for example, when Eve decided to blatantly disobey God, blatantly disrespect God by eating from this fruit, when she decided to do that, in that moment, she relied on herself. In that moment, she sought evil for her desire. She tried to find her desire, tried to find a solution to her desire in evil. And when she did that, there was an absence of God's goodness. And so you notice that in the presence of sin, there's an absence of purity. She lost her innocence in that moment. She, it says that she saw nakedness for the first time. She realized she was naked, so they sewed fig leaves together. This is verse 7. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked, so they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. You notice the innocence that they did have in the garden. They didn't know they were naked. They were completely innocent. They didn't have the understanding of, okay, you know, let me explain this differently. It reminds me of a childlike kind of thing. You know, children run around naked all the time and they have no shame. They don't see that they need to be covered like adults would, right? And in a way, it's also not expected for us to think that children should understand that concept because they're innocent, because they're not so, sin is not so normalized in their minds for them to understand good and evil. And I think it's really beautiful because Jesus said that we are supposed to be childlike. And in that same way, we're supposed to be innocent. And in the presence of innocence, right, we're able to hear God. We're able to be in the presence of God because there is an absence of evil. In innocence, there is a level of purity that allows us to have a deeper relationship with God, that allows us to pursue God and know God's goodness and God's glory because we are not being engulfed by sin. We're not being engulfed by our selfish ambitions. You notice when Eve was tempted with the fruit, where is it? It says, you will not surely die. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. So Eve leaned on her own understanding. Eve put her own desire above God's will. And in that moment, she lost her innocence. In that moment, she put herself above what God had told her to do. And in that moment, we ended up falling from the greatness of God. We ended up not falling from the greatness of God, but we ended up falling for what God had for us. We put our own desires in a place to where the purpose that God had for us, we moved away from it and tried to follow ourselves, but that always, always, always ends in destruction. And so what happened to innocence? That's what happened to innocence. We decided to believe that our own understanding was somehow more intelligent than God. And people are driven by novelty. I remember in one of my psychology classes, we talked about that. People are driven by novelty. They're driven by things that are unknown or just like odd things that create novelty, right? And you can kind of see it. It's like, okay, if I saw a news report that were like, that was like, the ant, there's a gnat. Okay. If I saw a news report, these plants probably. Okay. If I saw a news report that said that the ants are taking over the world, I would be like, what? But if it was a regular common news report and they were like, you guys, plants are growing, you know, it's like, oh, that's nice. But you're not like really involved with it. You're not like fixated on it. Because our minds are fixated by novelty. Our minds are fixated by shocking things. And so when we lean on our own understanding, when we lean on our flesh, we end up being attracted to corruption because corruption is oftentimes full of novelty. Corruption is corrupt. So it's full of diverse evil. And so when we follow ourselves into flames. And another thing that happened to innocence. The fact that we rely on ourselves so much that we feel like we don't need God. That's another thing that happened in innocence. God gave us a law. Like I said prior, God gave us things to look at and work towards. God gave us an ideal of how we should be. And when we try to define it for ourselves, we end up in corruption. I remember earlier I wrote a note in my tablet and I said, the world tells us to follow our heart, but God tells us to look inward so we can correct our heart. We can correct the desires of our heart. God said, I will give you the desires of your heart. Why did God say he's going to give us the desires of our heart? Because it's not what we think we desire. He's going to fulfill us. And I'm like a living testament to this. He will fulfill us, but it's not with the things that we think. It's not with gold and silver and pretty shiny things. It's not with what the world says will fulfill you, because what the world says will fulfill you will leave you empty. You see what the celebrities are going through right now? The celebrities have everything that you could possibly think of on earth. All the success. They're surrounded by beautiful people. They're surrounded by successful people. They have all the fame and the riches, and they have everything that we would define success, but yet they're empty. Yet they're lonely. They have no one to call for the most part. I think I'm going off a Justin Bieber song when he was like, imagine you have it all with nobody to call. That's really lonely. But he cursed, but I'm not going to curse on here. It's like the things that we think is going to fulfill us, they don't. Now, yes, having money for stability, that would bring us stability and maybe a form of satisfaction. Yeah, a form of satisfaction. But it's not going to fill our heart because it wasn't made to. God will give us the desires of our heart. And so when we try to follow our emotions as if our emotions have intelligence, we end up going into corruption because we follow novelty. We follow things that are shocking and exciting because that's just kind of how we are as humans. We follow discontentment. We're attracted to gluttony. You know, if you look at humanity like that, it's like, what are we? What are we that we're attracted to such slimy things, you know? And the way that God fills us on the inside, it's honestly delicious. It's like all of the promises that God gives us. God's word says that he will give us good gifts. God's word says that he'll supply all of our needs. And in relying on that, because God's word cannot return to him void, Isaiah 55:11, relying on that, knowing that God's guiding you, knowing that Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. Knowing these things, you end up not only in peace, not only in satisfaction, but you end up filled because you're in a place where it's like, I have nothing to worry about. I know that God's going to handle this. And we get to that point when there's a presence of innocence, when there's a presence of purification. And purification would be the absence of evil. Innocence would be the absence of sin. And so what happens in innocence? Well, there is a great area of sin in society in our regular culture. Because in our culture, we try to normalize sin. We try to normalize vanity and various kinds of corruption. I remember I was obsessed with a TV show a while ago. I'm not going to say the name of it. Okay. I'm not going to say the name of it, but I was obsessed with this TV show, and the TV show basically had every single sin that you could possibly think of in it. It really did. I mean, it was so bad for your soul, but it was really pleasing to your eye because the concepts within this show had so many twists and turns, and then the characters would seek revenge, and then, you know, this character would do that to this character, and then there was adultery and stuff in it, and so much corruption was in it that it became entertaining. It was so entertaining to my eye. And what did they say the fruit looked like to Eve? They said that the fruit was pleasing to Eve's eye, but was deadly to her soul. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. It was pleasing to the eye, but its wages was death. It was deadly to her soul. It wasn't good for her soul. It caused her to hide from God. The sin that entered on the inside of her caused her to hide from God. The lack of innocence, the lack of purity created the fallen humanity, and now we are where we are. where we're no longer in a garden. We're no longer in a place of peace and in a place of always being in God's presence. You know, of course, we are filled with the Holy Spirit, but now it's a constant battle between our flesh and our spirit. Constant battle. Every day you have to die to your flesh. Every day you have to pick up your cross and carry it. Why? Because there is a presence of evil that we're constantly in. We're born into sin now. And honestly, this is really sad because we have... I'm trying to figure out how I want to explain this. This is honestly really sad because we've put ourselves in position where we can't find an identity. We put ourselves in position where we're overly stressed because we lean on ourselves a lot. We put ourselves in position where there's so much evil and corruption, and we follow it because it's normal. You know, it's like when I turn on a TV show and the first scene somebody was murdered, I don't sit and go, oh, and then think about it later because it's so normal. On the news, there are shootings all the time in various places. We're becoming desensitized because of our selfish desire. We're becoming desensitized, not that looking at the news and looking at the TV is a selfish desire, but we're becoming desensitized because of how far the world has gone away from God. So, yeah, that's what happened to innocence. Innocence left when we decided to choose Satan over God. And evil was born into that. Right now I'm looking for a verse in Matthew, but I can't find it. Okay, here we go. Proverbs 14:12. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. Lord, I promise you I should never do another nighttime thing. Oh no, I don't have that much storage on my... camera. Oh, this is a mess. Okay, so really, 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 really quick. Okay, Proverbs 14:12 basically talks about how there is a road that seems right to every man that leads to destruction. I was accidentally reading Matthew 7:13 that said, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only few will find it. That's why it is so important for us to live in the world without being a part of it, because the world will lead to destruction. The world will lead to corruption. The world will lead us through novelty, through entertainment, to these corrupt days, because we feel like we can satisfy ourselves, and that's never our job. That was never our position, to sit there and try to satisfy ourselves, because we are created to follow our Creator. Why? Because God created us to do that. And in the presence of sin and the presence of evil becomes corruption, becomes destruction, becomes chaos. And that's what happened to innocence. Innocence is the lack of being devoted to God, because God made us pure in the first place, and we made ourselves evil. We made ourselves destructive. We made ourselves sinful. And yeah, that's what's up. So my camera's about to die. I hope you guys have an amazing day. I will see you guys next Thursday. And let's hope that I don't end up filming at like 10 p.m. again. But yeah, guys, so that's what's up. So yeah, that's living in a world without being a part of it, is to seek purity, seek God, be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that you can bear good fruit and bear the good fruit of the Spirit, and we can leave the flesh and get out of our depression and our anxiety, and let God deliver us and heal us. And I am a perfect example of that. I hope you guys have an amazing and incredible day. I'll see you guys next time before my camera dies. Okay. Okay. Bye, guys.